What's going on, everyone? My name is Abdul Ali, and you are now tuned into Brama Sports, sports anywhere, anytime, only on KPC Radio. With that being said, we got some special guests here today. From Pierce Football, we got safety Jamie Vicente Colon, and we got Demetri King. Let's get right into it, guys. How did you guys start playing football? What age did y'all start playing football at?
Around six, I started, Little League, Pop Warner, and then ever since there, I just grew up with football. I just love it.
Yeah, I was about 7 years old, about the same thing.
Six and seven, so early. Mm-hmm. You guys were playing early.
Very early.
And how good were you guys? Were you guys, could you tell you guys were already, nicer than everybody else?
Yeah.
I was just there, so I just like hitting people all the time. I was just that dude.
That's awesome. Yeah, I find it interesting because I feel like most football players, they start early, they start really, really early because it's all about the fundamentals, really.
Yeah, it really is.
So what did you love about it so much at that young age? Did you love it, or was it something that, you were forced to do?
I really loved the game. Ever since I got introduced to it, I just fell in love with it because,
Definitely.
I just loved it.
Yeah, I just loved it because my big brother used to play it, so I wanted to be like my big brother. And then when I started playing, I just really fell in love with it the same way.
Yeah. So your big brother was a big influence then?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So at what age did you guys start? So you said right away, right? You said you started playing right away. You started noticing you were really good.
Yeah.
So at what age did you start noticing that you're pretty nice?
Probably better than people. My junior or my senior year of high school.
Oh, really? So it was later then?
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of football players come in and, they say that they were nice, middle school or early on. So that's crazy. that's awesome, though, because you're on Pierce football,
Mm-hmm.
So what was it like? Did you guys play for your high school teams?
Yeah.
So what was it like playing for your high school teams?
My team wasn't really very good, honestly. I started because my freshman year, I was at a state championship winning school. Then I went to my next school. They weren't really – we ain't got a playoff for 3 years. So it wasn't good.
But did you always play safety?
No, I played linebacker most of my life.
Oh, you played linebacker?
Yeah.
Wow, see, that's interesting. So you were a hard hitter in high school.
I had to bring it.
All right, what about you?
In high school, my sophomore year, I actually won states 2014. Oof. So, that culture right there, you just can't take nothing from that. You're a state champion my sophomore year. It don't get better than that.
And how was it that sophomore year? How was the brotherhood with everybody?
You just can't, it's just so much, it was just a great bond, brotherhood. Nobody could break that. We were just sharp. We was on point. We was like Alabama. That's how we were. We were sharp.
Alabama. So you guys were crazy defense.
Crazy defense.
Crazy defense. Mm-hmm. So were you used to always playing DB? Were you always corner?
Actually, my sophomore year, I played safety. I'm versatile, corner, safety.
Corner, safety?
I'm really an athlete. I could play everywhere on the field.
Yeah.
You put me anywhere, I'm gonna make it happen.
Definitely, you're gonna make a play.
I'm gonna make it happen.
All right, that's amazing. So you said it was your big brother who really influenced you. Yeah. What about you, Demetri? Who influenced you to really get into football, and who pushed both of you guys? I'm sure it was different for both of you guys, but who pushed you guys to really be where you guys are at now?
I mean, my big brother influenced me to go chase my dreams, whatever I wanted to do. So he really had a big influence on my life. So, and my mom, she
definitely,
whatever you love, just go do it, and just do it to your full ability.
Since a young age. So your mom put you into football at six, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. What about you, man?
It was my brother. It was my brother, and then it was my mom too. Cause my mom, she used to come to every game. She didn't miss a game for a good 10 years. These are the first games she missed when I was in college. But besides that, she was always there. And if we was playing bad, she would just leave.
Oh, no. She would leave?
Yeah, she would
leave. Oh, man. But that probably made you want to play better, right? That made you, think about it's all about performance, really.
Yeah.
So it's the same question for both of you guys. What part of your games did you guys really work on in this offseason? And how has it come to fruition during the season?
I really worked on this offseason my fundamentals,
Because
last year, I came in as a freshman. I didn't have no picks, but, I grind all offseason. Now I got 4 interceptions. I'm having a great year.
A ball hawk.
Yeah, ball hawk. That's what I am. Call me the honey badger.
That's amazing. That was the other question I was going to ask you guys later, but we can get to it. Let me let you go first, though. All
right. I really worked on my footwork and my explosiveness in offseason because I had a lot of tackles last year, but I didn't really have a lot of TFLs.
Yeah.
So I just had to work on getting to the ball faster. And now I finished last year with like 4, and I got like 9 at the
right already.
Now. Yeah,
that's crazy. So for people that don't know, TFL is tackles for a loss. Mm-hmm. That's important for your safety. You really gotta. So would you classify yourself as a run stopping safety? Or more of just everything.
I probably do like balance because I could do both.
You could do both. You can coverage too. Yeah. That's amazing. So it was really about working on that, on getting into the holes, right?
Yeah.
So you said you're like the Honey Badger.
Yeah, Tyrann Mathieu, yeah. My favorite player. He's safety amazing. For the Houston.
What about you, man?
My favorite player, Jalen Ramsey from the Jaguars.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Maybe the top cornerback in the league right now, Jalen mm-hmm. Ramsey, but sure. that's crazy. So Tyrann Mathieu and Jalen Ramsey, and it's funny because you play more corner and you play more safety, if I'm right. So that's pretty cool. Would you guys say that you guys play like those guys though?
I really look like my game, like really looks like his game. So you know everything I try to do, he's just definitely. I just try to do it like him. So and that's how it'd be great.
Yeah. What about you? So, I mean, I know Ramsey's much more of a cover guy, but if you had to compare yourself to somebody in the NFL right now,
I like
play style.
Either like Carl Joseph or like Landon Collins.
Carl Joseph, Landon Collins, both great young talents in the NFL right now. That's awesome. Both those guys are great. So, take me through the Desert and the Pasadena games. Both those games were insanely close. Both those games came down to the wire.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you guys come up with those wins?
It really was, like, who really wanted it the most. You know, our coach really stressed us, our DB coach, Coach Jibo, he really stressed, like, whoever wins the turnover margin basically wins the game, you know. So we really try to really get a lot of turnovers on defense, you know, and we just go from there as a defense.
That's awesome. I mean, it must have been tough, though, right? Because you guys are both, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, and if I'm not wrong, these were both high-scoring games. So, what did your coach, Coach Jibo, preach to you really more, like, as the game kept going while you guys were giving up, you know, some points?
You just got to stay disciplined because all the plays they really scored on was just because we didn't have discipline on them plays. So we had to make sure we stay like that the whole game.
Yeah, definitely. So how did those wins affect the whole team? Did it instill confidence, like, in the defensive side of the ball, like, to know that your offense can go out and get you 44?
Yeah.
It
really did. So you guys go out there with confidence, right? Knowing.
Yeah, every time we just go into the game, you know, we just confidence. You know, I'm leaders on the field. You know, we just try to get other guys to, like, buy into the, like, what we're trying to do.
Definitely.
And, we just take it from there. We lead, and then the offense just pick it up, and then we just start clicking.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. So you would say that those two wins as a whole affected your team in a real positive way then?
Yeah.
Yes. For sure. Yes.
What did Coach say after those wins?
You know that, like, we fought hard. Like, he just loved, like, how we never give up, you know. You start off – we sometimes start off slow, you know. But, like, after halftime, like, we're a second-half team. Like, we just pick it up from there. And we just, like, we just never give up on nothing.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, it was – some clutch performance in that game. So what was the aftermath like? Were you guys, like, really hyped after the game? Was it just normal? Was it like, you know, this is what we expect from us?
Oh, no, we was turned.
Nah, we was hyped.
So I was like,
man, everybody was just in a big old circle just dancing.
Yeah, we just dancing, hollering, all that.
That's amazing, man. so what I wanted to ask you guys both individually, what's your best memory of this season so far?
Probably when I had a pick six on my birthday against Valley.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that game right there. I appreciate my boy, man. It was against his birthday. Valley, he got a pick six, his rival.
Yeah, a rival team against us, man. That's great. What about you, Dimitri?
But my favorite is I caught a pick six against Desert. You know, that really set the momentum for the team.
Yeah, definitely.
I really just went from there. You know, they all fed off me, like the energy. So I just try to keep making more plays.
Definitely. I was watching some film, and it's crazy because I see how physical you could be in up front and then how you could drop back. How has it been to get to that point to where you could do both things and you could drop back and play the press coverage and do all that?
Well, I'm, like, all my life I've been, like, measured, like, short and, like, I'm too small or whatever, but every time I step on the field, I just be like, Just don't worry about none of that. Play your game because I got big heart. I had like the biggest heart ever. Like,
definitely.
Don't measure like that. It's all about like your heart, how much you got, and like I just let it all motivate me to
definitely.
Be real. just let it motivate me and just do my game, just play my game.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell when you watch the film, you could tell that it's much more there. It's not, with the way you get up, with the way you get into people, mm-hmm. with how physical you are, mm-hmm. You could definitely tell, man. So let's move on to right now. You guys are 5-3 right now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys predict for yourselves and for the rest of the team for the rest of the season?
We predict to go to win out and don't lose no more games. Just win out and go to a bowl game to really get a just win conference championship and just go to a bowl game and get a ring and just get a scholarship to get out of JUCO.
Definitely,
that's our main.
What about you, man?
I expect us both to get first team all. That's that too, and then first team all conference and fighting for conference player of the year.
Definitely, I mean, I could easily see you guys getting that. But what about? I know you said. All conference team, but what about you? What do you see from yourself, like individually, going on against these next couple weeks?
Just to be a leader, you know, just keep leading the team, just keep getting like everybody on track. That's my main goal.
So you would classify yourself as a leader on the defensive side of the ball?
As a team captain. So
team captain.
Everybody look up to me, you know.
Definitely.
And I just wanted to just be a leader to them and just make them look up to me just so they can make more plays.
Yeah. So what do you say to the younger guys that are coming up and have to make plays, say somebody's hurt, you know?
Well, you really gotta buy in and just look like – pay attention to the small details because you never know if somebody go down.
Yeah.
You just got to step up. So that's why it's really important to pay attention to everything we do.
100%. Just out of curiosity, how close is this DB group? Are you guys like a real close group outside of football, or?
Yeah, we're really close, like
brothers out there.
Is it just the DB group, or is it also, you know, other players of the team, or you guys have like anybody else in that, or is it just how close is that DB group, though?
I think the whole DB group is the most like close on the team, like the closest on the team, because everything we do, everything together. We watch film all the time. Mm-hmm. Like we're always together, you know. We just want to be better, and like we just always together.
Definitely. So you would say the same thing. You guys are all real close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we always know what each other is thinking. Like we don't even need to say nothing to each other. We all know what each other thinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Looking further into the future, though, where do you guys both see yourselves in 2 years from now?
2 years, I really see myself at university, getting my, like, just going to school and just really on the field playing, just want to go to the NFL, reach my goal.
Go to the NFL. Mm-hmm. What about you, man?
Yeah, God willing, I'll make it to university, and then God willing, I can make it to the NFL, too.
Yeah, so what are you guys' plans, really, to get into a university? Has there been any universities that have reached out, expressed any interest in you guys, or you guys just waiting on, you know, till the end of the season to really look at that and focus on that?
It's some college coaches that's coming through already looking for guys. So,
okay.
You know, we just waiting, being patient, you know, and just waiting our turn, just – really student athlete, student come first, so you know.
Definitely.
taking care of your grades and then on the field how you performing, and then that's where it goes from there.
And with that being said, like how hard is it, explain to the people out there, to be a student athlete? Like, what does your daily schedule look like? How filled up is
it? Man, it's so much.
You guys should go through it one at a time if you guys want.
I got an 8 a.m. class 4 days a week, and then I finish classes at 2:10, and then after that, I go watch film for a little bit, got to do my homework, and then we got our meetings and stuff, then we go out to practice, and then after that, we got weight room, and then...
It's really like you can't like, we always up here at the school, you know. We just always up here because, you know, practice, school, work, all that. Like, so we're always up at the school. Like, some people like can go home and take a nap, but we can't go home and take
it's
a nap.
Not
we just
home.
Yeah, we sleep, like we go to sleep like late.
Definitely.
You know, because we determined to be great. So
100%. So how much, I was gonna ask you guys, how much extra work do you guys put in outside of practice hours? Do you guys, you know, what else do you guys do to prepare week in and week out that people really don't think about or they really don't know about?
Really, after practices, we go to the weight room, you know, because our coach really stressed us. Coach Woods, our head coach, he really stressed us talking about stacking the block.
Yeah.
So we really trying to really stack the block because we started behind. Like, we didn't have nothing in the beginning of the season. We ain't had, like, everybody counted us out in the beginning of the season. But he always stressed, you know, stack the block, let's be great each and every single day. And, you know, it goes from there.
So you guys were underdogs at the beginning of the season, like you just said. So how would you guys describe that feeling of being an underdog, where people were like looking at Pierce College like, oh, you know, they're all right.
Yeah, I see. I love the doubt. I love the doubt because, you know, I just want to prove everybody wrong. Everybody that doubted us from the beginning of the season, we on everything. We coming for you. Whoever wanted, we can get it. That's how I feel.
People, man.
Yeah, I love it, honestly. I've been an underdog my whole life, so it ain't nothing to do to me.
It's just business.
Yeah.
So talk to me about Coach Woods then. What does he mean for you guys, and how do you guys feel about his leadership from this team?
Coach Woods means everything to me. You know, he really, it's just so much he has done for this program. He just put us on track. You know, he just teaching us something that I never learned. He's really introducing me, like when you get to the next level, he's really introducing you to the next level. So I really appreciate Coach Woods for what he has done and changed his whole program around.
Yeah, I love Coach Will. He's a great dude. Like, anything he say, he really does it. Like, he really tries to help everybody out equally. Mm-hmm. He stick to his word.
Yeah, he really do.
Definitely. And is there any other mentors that you guys personally have that you like that help you guys day in and day out?
Coach Jibo.
Yeah, DB coach Jibo. You know, he really stressed us to be great. You know. And he was already at next level at USC, so he's really trying to teach us, like, what do we got to do, how we got to do it to get to the next level, like, what do we got to do.
So what did he do at USC? Do you guys know?
He played safety at USC. He's a Pierce alumni.
Oh,
so
awesome.
He went here.
So Coach Jibo went to Pierce. Anything else you guys want to tell me about Coach Jibo? I mean, like, again, it sounds like he's really big for you guys. It sounds like day in and day out, he's the guy that's there for you guys, telling you guys what, you know, how to get better.
Ever since I met him, we just clicked, you know, because he really impacted my game. You know, he really impacted my game. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. Like, he's getting me better, like, each and every single day. There's no days off, really. He's just really getting me better.
100%.
Yeah. What I love about him is he don't baby nobody. He keep it real with everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he just, all he do is stress the fundamentals. That's all it is.
And looking forward, we kind of talked about what your expectations are.
Mm-hmm.
But what is your guys' mindset now, knowing that you guys are 5-3? Is it, you know, no more losses? You know, this is it. This is what we got to do now? Or what is it like?
I mean, our mindset is, like, as I said earlier, it's just win every game. Take one game at a time, you know, just one snap at a time, you know, and just go from there. Don't worry about next week. Don't worry about the following. Worry about the game that we're playing this week. Just worry about practice, like, that day. Like, just take it day by day.
So it's just one snap at a time for you too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one snap at a time. We just ain't trying to lose no more.
Mm-hmm.
And talk to me about practice then. So – How is practice with Coach Woods, and is it more physical than you guys are used to, or is it, you know, just, is it more running, cardio? What is it like?
It's more competition. You know, so every time we step on the field, we stretch, and after stretch, we get right into competition. So mm-hmm. He really want to see who really wants it more. You know, that's how he really determines who want to play. You know, who really wants it more, like game situations. So he's really getting us ready for that week, that game.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate him.
Yeah, we start out, you know, we have fun and all that, but whenever it's time to get serious, we get serious.
Okay.
Yeah.
So would you say that practice and how you guys practice has been a big reason for your guys' success so far in this season?
Yes, really.
Okay. Yeah, because we did a lot of running and stuff, like, during practice, so I feel like that's always such a great second half.
So you guys feel like you guys are in good condition going into the second half of the season?
Yeah, we're great condition.
How well of a condition you got? Like, do you guys think it's you guys are in better condition than other football teams? Because I feel like a lot of times some football teams could just tell, you know, who's really running and who's not tired out there.
Mm-hmm. We're really conditioned. We're well conditioned, you know. We run to the ball every snap. You know, you just want us to the ball. 11 hats to the ball. You know, we're really conditioned, really disciplined.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So, thank you guys. Thank you guys for being here, man.
Appreciate you guys.
Good luck on the rest of the season, man. Mm-hmm. I think you guys could easily win out the rest of the season. You guys got this, man.
Got
you. There's some star power in here, man. Definitely. Thank you guys again. Thank you for everyone tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to follow Dimitri King at Michi
the Honey Badger.
The Honey Badger.
Michi_DA_Badger.
And you want to plug out your Instagram, your Twitter?
You can just follow me on Twitter, Jamie_Cologne.
Jamie_Cologne. Once again, man, thank you guys. I appreciate you guys for being on the show, man. It's been Brama Sports. Anywhere, anytime, only on KPC.com, KPCRadio.com. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you.